Is there anybody in there? Just holler if you hear me. Is there anyone at all? Hello, hello, welcome to the show. I'm your fucking host, it's Tiffany Moore. Welcome to my podcast, More Than You Can Chew. Let me adjust this microphone here. Welcome to the show. Oh boy. Oh boy. It's Aries season here in America. It's Aries season. The shift has begun. There's many things shifting. The buds are starting to come in, all of the spring flowers are here, and we are fully moving into this thing. I have been experiencing the worst PMS of my life, I feel, these past few days. There's these things that happen when you're a natural witch, and one of those things is your period will always sync up with the phases of the moon, no matter what, no matter when it's supposed to come. And I have an app. I have a appendage on my phone that tells me precisely when my period is supposed to come every single month. And I look at my app and I'm like, why do I feel like a raging fucking bitch who's about to like bite the heads off of bats and you know, just spank old men? What's going on with me? I look at my app. Okay, I'm supposed to get my period in a few days. Okay, this is all making sense of why I've been feeling like an absolute fucking shitballs crazy person for the past week. Okay. My app is saying that in the next few days here, my period's gonna come. There will be this release. I'm going to feel more sane and everything's going to be fine. And then, but I know, even looking at my little app, it figures it all out for you. It says, you're a normal woman, okay? Here's what my little app is telling me. It says, you're a normal woman. Your period's going to come exactly on this day. You know why? Because you've provided months and months and months worth of data to us that shows us exactly when your period is supposed to come. And that works out for all of these normal women in society. It shows up on this app in a pretty little package with a little bow wrapped around it. And it says, hi, here's why. Here's why you want to bite the heads off of bats. Here, let me explain this for you, and let me give you the reassurance that your period is supposed to be here in exactly 3 days. And so I wait, and I know that I might nibble on a bat head. It doesn't mean I'm going to go full force and bite this bat's head off. But I know in 3 days, my precious period is going to be here and I'm going to feel like a normal citizen again. Now, when that 3 days is up and I'm not feeling any better. I'm feeling worse, actually. I'm feeling much, much, much worse. On the day my period is supposed to be here, and no blood is coming out of my vagina. There's no blood, you know, everything looks normal. But my body is going through it. My body is saying, bitch, you're supposed to be fucking bleeding right now. What the hell is going on? And I pull up my app. It says today. No, today is supposed to be the day. Why am I? And then I go through the night and I wake up the next morning and still, pristine panties. No fucking blood to be seen. And then it hits me. Oh, bitch. You're a witch. You're a fucking witch. Check the moon cycle, motherfucker. So now I have to open my moon app. I open my moon appendage on my phone. And I see the full moon is happening on the eve of March 24th. That's when the moon will reach its full peak. So even though everything tells me, all of my little electronic devices and my body is telling me, no, I want it now. It's supposed to happen now. Everything is saying it's supposed to happen now. No, honey, no, because the full moon won't reach its peak until March 24th, which is another 3 days from when it was supposed to start. So now my body is kicking into high gear, doing everything in its power to try to make blood come out of my vagina. That's all it wants to do. And that's all I want it to do. But nature is like, this bitch ain't ready, okay? We have to wait until the moon is in its full peak power for you to release this beautiful process of being a woman and a natural witch, and then all of your power will culminate and it'll be so amazing. But first you have to fucking suffer like you've never suffered in your life before that happens, okay? Everything, okay. So now it's been 4 days later and I just fucking know. That my period isn't gonna come until the full fucking moon is at its peak, which happens tonight, March 24th. And so this morning, what happens when I go to the bathroom, I see just like a little bit. There's just a little bit of blood, there's just a little bit of spotting, and I know that there's finally going to be some fucking relief tonight. These, my friends, these are the trials and the tribulations of being a natural fucking witch. You can never, like, you know, no matter how many little technological things that want to say, we have all of your data for the past year that shows us exactly when your period is, but no. It's going to happen through the cycles of the moon, and that's how it's always happened. That's how it will always continue to happen. So, this full moon, which is also a lunar eclipse, we're in eclipse season. If you don't want to get into all this shit, I don't care. That's where we're going today. That's how we're starting the show. Because it's all fucking crazy how much it all makes sense. And it all just is so weird. But this is how it goes. So it's a full moon tonight. And it's a lunar eclipse. So this is what we mean by eclipse season. There's a lunar eclipse tonight, setting off our full moon in Libra, which is my ascending sign. My rising sign is Libra. My sun sign is Aquarius. That's the normal sun. When people ask you, what's your zodiac sign? Most people say their sun sign. So my sun sign is an Aquarius. I'm a humanitarian. I need everybody to be treated the same way. I always uphold the underdog. I'm weird just for the sake of being weird. I have to be different just for the sake of being different. All of those things. If you want to learn more about your chart, just Google free astrology birth chart. If you happen to know what time you were born, that's the fucking tits. That's where you're really going to find the best answers. But if you Google free birth astrology chart, something like that, the first one that's going to pop up is cafeastrology.com or something like that. It's got cafe astrology in the link. That's the one you're going to click on. That is going to give you a full detailed report that is going to freak you the fuck out because it's so goddamn accurate. It's so goddamn accurate. You're going to be like, how the fuck does this app, this website know so much about me? It's going to freak you out. So if you want to learn more about yours, you can go there. But my sun sign is Aquarius. My rising sign is Libra. So your rising sign is all of these things that you're meant to incorporate into your life, in this life that you're in right now. Your rising sign is like everything you're supposed to learn about yourself. Let me close this thing that keeps popping up on my computer. So your rising sign, my rising sign is Libra. So everything gets filtered through, yes, my sun sign is Aquarius, so I have these things instilled into me. All of the traits of Aquarius are instilled into me. There's no denying that. That's just who I am at the heart of my person. My rising sign is Libra. I want everything to be fair and balanced. I'm always seeking balance in everything. There's constantly light and dark to everything. Like, I just see it everywhere, and everything needs to be fair and balanced. And this is like what I'm always seeking to incorporate into my life, but that also feels like it's just there and I have no power over it. So that's my rising sign. This full moon lunar eclipse is in my rising sign of Libra. So then we move on, and this is all in eclipse season. So it's from tonight, the lunar eclipse in the full moon of Libra, until April 8th, what everybody's going batshit crazy about. April 8th is the total solar eclipse, which will be in my moon sign on the new moon of Aries. So your three main signs are your sun sign, your rising sign, and your moon sign. So this is heavy fucking energy for me. So I know when I'm not bleeding yet and I'm gonna sync up with the moon, like, this is gonna be a fucking bitch of a next 2 weeks for me. And hopefully in the best way. You just know, I know that because it is in my rising sign and my moon sign all happening in this eclipse season of 2024, this next 2 weeks is going to be fucking wild, and I'm already feeling the effects. I'm already feeling, like I was talking about in the previous episode, all of these changes I'm looking to make in my life. I'm just like feeling very, very, very like, what's next? Like, I'm ready to jump on all of these opportunities that are about to come in for me. I don't know where any of them are going to take me. I don't know what any of them will be specifically. I just know a lot is about to change in this next 2 weeks for me. So, where am I going with all of this? I don't know, but it's weird. It's weird the way these things affect you. And the more you look into these things, and the more you understand how astrology works and how your signs are really, really specific for you. And it's just very fascinating. It's very interesting. But if you are interested, I would say definitely look up your personal birth chart. So I, if you listened to the last episode, you know that I wasn't smoking marijuana. I took a little break. And last night, I decided to take a couple days off of work because I was like, I know. You just know that the full moon is going to be a very crazy time, and lots of crazy people show up and lots of crazy things happen. So I was like, you know, my PMS is so fucking bad right now. it's probably best if I just rest my body and I'm just going to take Saturday and Sunday off from work and just completely rest my body and prepare for all of these changes that are about to come in. Because while I used to be in this mind frame of like, I need to have control over everything that I do, and if I want something to change, I have to do all of these things. And now, with just completely experimenting with it for the past couple of years, it's like, no, I know that everything happens for me when I take the time to rest. I do the self-care, the white trash self-care, and I have a new thing for self-care, but I'll tell you about. And when I take this time to rest, that's when I know all of these big shifts happen for me. And I can't really explain why. That's just my personal process. That's how things work for me. The more I try to have control over things and I'm like, I need to do this and this and this and this, and I just like stress myself out and make myself sick, that doesn't work for me. I know where I need to move from my downtime when I take that time out, when I take time to really listen. So another thing that I've been doing is incorporating, and I wanted to give you guys the specific thing that I watch. So I've been really kind of experimenting with frequencies recently, and it's kind of like tuning forks, you know, like someone hits a tuning fork and you hear that hertz frequency and it just kind of like moves through your body. It's really amazing. So I've been experimenting with just listening to these frequencies on YouTube. So this specific one that I've been listening to is from Sound Healing Vibes channel, and it's 396 hertz plus 639 hertz plus 963 hertz triple solfeggio. I don't even know how to say that. Solfeggio frequency healing. So Tesla has this, like, there's this 369 frequency that is supposed to, like, be, I haven't studied this enough to really understand it, but there's this theory that, like, 369 is basically, like, the frequency of the universe. Everything is somehow compiled into these numbers, 3, 6, and 9. I wish I could give you a better explanation of this, but it's supposed to balance and restore everything. I mean, like, the CIA even understands how frequency affects the body. You know what I mean? Like, you can look at documents on this kind of things of, like, tests that they run. There are people who've healed cancer in their body, healed all of these crazy diseases in their body by listening to these frequencies. So something just kind of like called me to check this out one day. So this is a new type of self-care that I've been trying, of just in the morning, you know, when I wake up before I start my day, just like 10 minutes of listening to this video, and it just goes through the frequencies of this tuning fork, and you just kind of like, the 396 frequency goes through my whole body. It just enters my whole body, and I feel like it's just completely cleansing everything. It just feels so amazing to me. So I do this for 10 minutes, taking really deep breaths, burning incense while I listen. And this has just put me in this really state of ease in my head. And So this is this new kind of self-care thing I've been doing. It's just like really taking some time to listen. And there's all kinds of different frequencies. They mean all different things. But like this one specifically, I just feel like it balances everything in my head. It moves everything through my body. Like everything just feels like fucking amazing. So, but I was taking a break from THC. I did smoke last night for the first time in almost 2 weeks. So I was just like, the PMS was so fucking horrible. I had stayed up until 8:30 a.m., I want to say, Saturday morning, because I just couldn't sleep. I was just at a point where the energy is so fucking intense. I was like, I'm taking today off. I've just decided I'm taking today off. Like, I didn't go to sleep until like 8:30 a.m. I just couldn't. My body was so tired and it felt like shit, but I was just like, my mind couldn't stop. So I decided, I'm like, there's no way I'm going to, like, I'm just taking Saturday and Sunday off to rest and recuperate. And so I did decide Saturday night, I was like, I'm going to smoke a little because I need to fucking sleep. I need to relax my body. And I know that this is going to do it for me. I feel like everything in my body was like, give us a night to like just completely indulge and chill. And I slept 11 hours, I believe. And I had slept previously, but like last night I was knocked out for at least 11, 12 hours of like deep fucking sleep. So I know that my body just really needed that. But something really interesting happened. And I'm not like going to beat myself up for smoking because I didn't set any kind of, you know, rules with myself or anything. I was like, I just wanted to like take a little break. This doesn't mean that I'm going to go back to smoking like every day. It was just nice to have it and nice to get some fucking sleep for once. So I really have no desire to do it today. Maybe I'll smoke a little tonight, you know, like I'm not going to really make that big of a deal out of it. So I was listening to this frequency, this YouTube thing. I was listening to this before I went out for work Friday. And my body was just like, it was when I really understood like, okay, my period still isn't going to come for another 3 days. Because I looked at my moon app, and I saw like when the full moon was going to be. And I was like, fuck, I have at least another 3 days of feeling like this. And it's just going to get worse because your body is like, why isn't this working? Why? You're supposed to be bleeding right now. Like, what the fuck is going on? It's like, it's nature. It's nature. It's not going to happen. So I knew it was just going to progressively get worse for the next 3 days. But Fridays are the best days to do the rideshare gig. Fridays stay busy all day long. You can make really great money. And usually everybody's in a great mood because it's Friday. So Fridays are like the best day. So I decide, even though I feel like shit, I'm going to work, but I'm going to try out this like frequency before I go. And this one popped up for me today, the 396, 639 and 963 frequency. So I just had that on in the background while I was writing. And then I like decided I wanted to. And then I decided that I wanted to. I'm just recording a podcast, but go ahead. Thank you. So I just decided I wanted to listen to this specific one because it popped up in my playlist to play. So I'm writing and I'm just kind of letting that go in the background. And then I decide like, I want to like really, you know, close my eyes and just let this kind of take me over here. So I close my eyes and I do this for about like 10, 15 minutes before I go to work. And I was just in this headspace of like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do like that much today, but I really, you know, wanted to try to make a lot of money today, but I'm just not feeling it. Even just sitting in a car is just like, fucking, how did I go to a normal job when I felt like this? I don't know. And I was just like, the whole part of the perks of this job is not having to work when I feel like this, but Fridays are just such a good money-making day. I was like, fuck it, I'm just going to go. Did any of this have to do with what happened? I don't know. Did listening to these frequencies make this happen? I don't know. But I can tell you that it was the easiest day possible. I worked about 4 hours and made $170 plus like $30 in cash tips. So what does that average? That average is about $50 an hour. I am usually not making that kind of money. I can usually make pretty decent money, but $50 an hour doesn't really fucking happen all that often in rideshare. So did it have anything to do with me taking the time out to do that and just saying like, look, I don't have all the energy today, but I really, really want to like try to make a good amount of money, have a good day, and like, I don't have a lot of time to dedicate to this. Who knows? It's just an experiment. It's just interesting to see how these things kind of happen. And every person that I picked up was so much fun. They were in a great mood. it didn't matter that I didn't have a ton of energy, and this thing always comes up. It's just like, you know, almost every day I have someone who's just like, wow, you have a perfect 5-star rating. I never see that, you know? And I always say the same thing, like, I don't really know how that happened, you know, and it's, I don't say this, but it's kind of a curse, because there are certain people out there who, when they see a perfect 5-star rating, I mean, they expect certain things. Maybe they, you know, like, try to fuck with me extra just to see if I'm going to, you know what I mean? Like, why does she have a perfect 5-star rating? And you could look at my last 500 rides. Every single 500, for the past 500 rides, I've had 5 stars every single time, except I have 1 4-star rating. And I know exactly who that was, because I was in my luteal phase and I wasn't feeling very talkative on this day a few months ago. And he had a really great rating, and I could tell he really wanted to talk, and I just didn't have the energy, and I was probably a little cold and standoffish, so he gave me 4 stars. I know, and it's not something, like, I wish I didn't have a 5-star rating. I really do, because people get in and I don't know, like, if they expect, like, me to offer them, like, drinks and all of these things, like, you see a lot of these drivers do. It's just like, no, it's just something about my energy. I don't know what it is, but there's something very, very authoritative in my silence. And if you want to talk, I'm absolutely going to talk to you about anything that you want to talk about, as long as it's not, like, creepy and fucking sexual. We can go there. We can go into, like, some really crazy places, and I don't know. Like, I always just get a 5-star review from everybody. So this is going to tie into my rideshare story of the week, so we're going to go ahead and drop that in now. Roads? Where we're going, we don't need roads.
1.21 gigawatts!
This is the rideshare story of the week. So, whenever you create accounts through Lyft or Uber, whatever rideshare platform you decide to use, everybody starts out with 5 stars. That's what you start with. So I know whenever a ride comes through with 5 stars, the odds of them just being a great passenger and earning that 5 stars is not always there. I'm usually looking for, like, someone in the 4.95 between the 4.99 range. That's your bread and butter. That's the sweet spot. 4.95 to 4.99. You know it's almost every time going to be a flawless ride. You're taking a risk with the 5-star, the perfect 5-star rating. You're taking a risk. And the only reason people understand that I'm not a new driver is they can open my profile and see that I've given, you know, 5,000 whatever rides through this app. So, okay, she's given 5,000 some odd rides and she still has 5 stars. I know she's a great driver. When I see you come in on my side, all I can see is that you have 5 stars. So I'm taking the risk of either this person has only been driven a couple of times and they were good enough to keep that 5-star rating, or they're brand spanking new and I'm going to have to be the one to show them the ropes of the rideshare and all the things that you can't get away with and all that shit. You're taking this huge risk. So if I see a 5-star rating, I'm not really that excited, because I know the odds are it's probably someone who's just setting up an account. You're also taking the risk of someone who's setting up an account who is possibly under 18 and you can't drive them. And, you know, they maybe are using a fake name or a fake credit card. So it's always a risk with the 5-star rating. And I understand that, because I am not able to see how many rides you've previously done through Uber. Lyft does show that, how many months you have been a passenger, and you can kind of go on the score by that. Uber does not show you any of that information. It just shows you 5 stars, so you're taking the risk. But, you know, only a couple minutes away, it was only a 7 or 9 minute ride, something like that. I was like, okay, this factors in enough that the price I'm going to be getting is longer than the time amount that I'm going to be in the car with them. So, like, if the trip is 9 minutes and I'm getting $15 for the ride, you know, that feels, like, doable to me. That doesn't feel like I can handle 9 minutes with a new rider, you know? So everybody this whole day has been fantastic and just, like, great conversations. Like I said, I'm making $50 an hour. Like, the money's just coming in so easy. I'm just hitting, like, $11 surges, $9 surges. They're all just falling into my lap. It's just the perfect day. So I don't have to work a lot. So then I pull up to this area, and not a great area. This isn't an area I'm typically in that much to really explore. It's just a place I ended up, and the ride happened to be only a couple minutes away, so I was like, I'll check it out. I fully understand that I try not to judge places by the area that they live in, or I try not to judge the rider by the area that they live in, because a lot of people who live in poverty are the best people. It's, you know, like, we have great conversations, and they're the people tipping. I picked up this woman who had just been homeless and had assistance getting into this new place, and we had the best conversation. She tipped me $20 on the app, and this was through Lyft. And she was telling me about, like, all of these struggles she had been going through and how she was trying to get back on her feet. She tipped me. She was just homeless, and she got into this program where she was finally able to get an apartment. She tipped me $20 on the app because we had such a great conversation, and the conversation was flowing, and I was just like, she said, like, this was the best ride of her life and all of this stuff. Right after that, I picked up a woman from a mansion, this beautiful area. She had a stop, which I usually don't take because you always end up getting fucked on people who have rides with stops. So I drive this woman to the grocery store, and like I said, she lives in this, like, amazing area. She literally came out of a mansion, and she's talking about, like, her struggles with money and stuff, like, as we're going to the store, and I'm just like, okay. So she goes into the grocery store. You're allotted 5 minutes when you're at a stop, and after 5 minutes, you're able to cancel the ride and move on to, you know, something else, or you can wait there. I knew the odds of me finding another ride in the next 5 minutes in the area I was in specifically at this point in time weren't very likely. I was in a generous mood that day. She was in the store for 10 minutes. I'm making a little bit of money on the wait time while she's in there. Like I said, I'm usually going to wait as long as it's not past, like, the 10-minute mark. So she was in there for, like, 9 minutes, came running out. Oh, thank you so much for waiting. We had good conversation. You know, she was talking over me a lot, but still, we had a good conversation. She was told me about things she was struggling with, and I tried to console her a little bit, dropped her back off at her mansion. Zero tip from this woman. So you just never know. You never know. But this particular day, I picked up someone in an area that now I know I probably might not return to. You know, everybody's different. But this was a specific area that I was like, this is pretty bad. This is a pretty bad area. And he got in my car. Like I said, it was like a 7-minute trip. Immediately, he's yelling out the window to people, scaring the shit out of me. Like, just random people he's seeing. He's just, like, yelling so loud at these people. That's your first mark. Second thing he starts doing is blaring this fucking music from his phone. That's just, like, it's so offensive. It's the most fucking offensive music. And he's got it on, like, full blast in the back. And there are times, if you have a perfect 5-star score, people are just gonna fuck with you. And I know this. I'm very much a type of person. I don't take things personally. If someone is doing something that I know specifically you're just trying to get a rise out of me, I'm going to go exactly the opposite direction that you're expecting me to go. One, because I kind of get off on that. But two, it's just like, I'm not going to indulge you. Like, I'm not going to engage. And to me, there is such authentic power in silence and being silent sometimes. Like, especially if you know, like, he was a kid. You know what I mean? Like, he was a young kid. I know he was just trying to, like, get some kind of reaction out of me. I could tell. And for whatever reason, I'm not going to sit here and speculate. I could go into a lot of, you know, different, I could make all kinds of different assumptions. And so that's your second mark against you. And so we're going to this place. The app wants me to turn down like this really shady looking alley. And it's telling me to turn down this really shady, shitty looking alley. Like it looks like a dirt bike trail. And it kind of catches me off guard. And I'm just like, you know, like I go to turn down and he's like, what are you doing? And I'm just like, oh, and I like veered straight again and went left at the road, you know. And I was just like, I don't know. He's telling me to go left there. And he's like, no, you go left here. And I was just like, I don't, you know, like I don't drive in this area a lot. I don't know. Like the app was telling me to go left there. And he's like, no, I think you were just reading it wrong. And I'm just like, okay. Like, I'm just like keeping this all, my composure. And this is the most recent Friday when I'm in my luteal phase. So my body, like everything in me should be biting the heads off of bats. Everything in me should be wanting to like literally punch this guy in the face. But when you have a 5-star rating, and also when you're picking someone up who could possibly have a gun on them and feel very entitled into the way that they're acting, these are all reasons I think I'm just going to stay silent, because you know what? There's 4 more minutes of this ride, and then I'm going to manually get you the fuck out of my... No, I'm just going to... I was so composed. I was kind of shocked at myself, because you've heard previous episodes where I've talked about my luteal phase, and I almost ran down a turkey on the road. In fact, I did. Jesus Christ. Oh, God. I didn't. It moved just in time. That's right. It moved just in time. But you know, in my luteal phase, like, I'm going to fuck a bitch up. I'm going to fuck a bitch up. And I was so composed, and I knew on some level, he was just such a dick. Like, he was just going so overboard to be a dick. Like, I know you're just looking for some kind of reaction out of me for something. So, and he's just like blaring his music, and he keeps like just like being a fucking prick and like yelling out the window at people. And so we finally get to his destination, and he gets out and he's just like, hey, I appreciate you. Thanks for the ride. I'm just like, what the fuck? Like, what the fuck? And immediately I give him a 1-star rating only to warn other drivers. Whereas I've never given out a 1-star rating in the past almost 2 years I've been doing this, almost 10,000 rides. I don't think I've ever given out a 1-star rating. But when someone is just specifically trying like all of these different things just to get under your skin, just to see what your reaction is going to be, like, to me, you're dangerous. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if the ride were any longer, if he would have had another friend in the car, how much he would have pushed it. So for me, I want to warn other drivers. I give him a 1-star rating. I didn't report him or anything, but you're getting a 1-star rating, and so I never have to see your fucking ass again. So I'm kind of shook up after this ride, because he was so aggressive, and he was so... I was just like... I wasn't really like scared, but I was like, you know, a lot of times when people are acting like this because they feel entitled, it's because they have a gun or they have something, you know, like that they could use against you. But I just didn't give him anything. I didn't give him an ounce. I would just stayed completely silent in my authority. And when he got out of the car, I was just like, hey, have a good night, man. You know, peace. Like, just kept my cool and composure. And like I said, like, I've never given a one star in these past two, but when I actually think you're going to be a danger to another driver, like, I have to do something to, you know, warn the next driver. But, and I really, like, after I dropped him off, I was just like, what the fuck, man? Like, what is wrong? What would possess someone to, like, do all of these things, like, just to try to get under, like, just to see, like, what I'm going to do, you know? So a lot of times, the 5-star rating can be a curse. And honestly, I wish I had, like, a 4.99 or something like that. But it's just very fascinating the way that people respond to those kinds of things. And, yeah, so that's the rideshare story of the week. They're not always going to be fun and happy, you know? Like, you take a risk in doing this as a job. You take as much reward as can come from it. You know, I made $50 an hour that day and I didn't have to work a lot of time. You know, I was like, oh, I want to make $200 today. I only had to work 4 hours to get there. And everybody was fucking awesome except this one dude. So to me, that's still a win. Like, the bigger the risk, the bigger the reward. So I know that there's always going to be this risk, and it's just things that you learn as you go. Like, am I going to go to that specific area again? Probably not. But these are just things that you learn as you go through the job. And it's all a learning experience. It's all a fucking learning experience. But sometimes being a perfect 5-star driver can be a little bit more annoying than it should be. But those are the rules, baby. So, yeah, I know it's going to be an interesting 2 weeks for me. Eclipse season, all kinds of craziness is going to come out during eclipse season. It always does. The next couple of weeks, just expect the fucking craziest shit you've ever imagined. Keep the faith, people. Keep hope in your hearts. Understand that everything is crumbling for a reason. This reality we're seeing, the way it's been for years and years and years, it's crumbling for a reason. There is something better behind this. Something better is coming. But first, all of this shit has to come down. The way we understand life right now, it's all crumbling in front of our fucking eyes. Like, look at what's happening in Congress. Look at what's happening to the two-party system. Everybody is trying to hold on to this thing that is just absolutely fucking crumbling in front of us to make way for something better, because it is us, the people who hold the power, and we can't forget that. It's us, the ordinary fucking people, who are making all of these big changes happen. It's not the leaders that are making this happen. It's us, just the regular, everyday fucking people. Keep the hope alive in your heart. I'm telling you, better days are coming, but hold on to your butts, because the next couple of weeks, we're in for a real fucking treat. So, yeah. That's gonna do it for today's show. Thanks so much for joining me. Check out your free astrology chart. Just check it out, your birth chart. Very fascinating. You'll be blown away by what you see. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.